This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tell me likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like.
I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
We'd like to focus on what we liked here, because in 15 minutes...
There's a lot of things we don't like.
There's a lot not to like, and we're going to have to hear from one of the...
Functional offense.
We're going to have to hear from one of the team leaders on the state of affairs in the Cleveland Browns locker room.
We got to keep watching.
All right, we will get to that...
Welcome to prison.
...in just a second. Let's start out with...
I'm alive.
How about your rookie manager, Steven Vogt, popping champagne and on the brink of doing just that in the locker room on Saturday night?
I keep being so proud of this group. We're back against the wall. We're never out of it. We answer and we shut them down. We still got work to do. Let's freaking go!
Pop. One by one, Kenny. One by one. Boy, were they having fun, which led me to have to say this.
I'm a no likes.
What is with the body shaming of Josh Naylor? People were going nuts. Just they clearly weren't baseball fans. So I saw this on social media, and I'm like, That's a baseball player right there. And other people are like, that is not an athlete.
He's
and I'm
thick.
Like, he is an athlete.
He's allowed to be thick.
He is an athlete.
What's the matter with him being thick?
The body shaming. It's 2024. We're not supposed to be body shaming.
Well, how old are these people? Because the greatest hitter of my generation, Tony Gwynn.
Right.
Tony Gwynn was a little punchy.
How about John Kruk?
I saw
a video of John Kruk. Going and he's going through the Phillies weight room from 1993, and he's looking around going, this was just stupid that any of my teammates did any of this because we had a game the next day. Why would you want to do this to your muscles? You need rest. So what? Now, all of a sudden, we're not allowed to have hefty guys?
I think they just want to find something to be upset about. Yeah, you know what? So he's got a little bit of overhang. So what? Does he still play good baseball?
Yes.
See, so he's got a little bit of an awning.
Boy,
there.
What a series. What a big series deal. Coming up for Josh Naylor, specifically Josh Naylor.
Yeah.
Because the last time we were in a playoff series that team,
it
did not end well. I cannot wait to see. There's something about him that makes me think that he has taken all that into consideration over the last few years and could erupt at a big moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see it. I've always thought he had good series. The batting average is not the greatest against them for him, but he's got a few home runs against the Yankees in playoffs 2020-2022.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to see it.
Would Babe Ruth be considered fat by today's standards?
Yes.
I don't know if he'd be considered fat. Like in those days when there was no like fast food at every corner, he was fat. I don't know if Babe Ruth would be considered fat.
Oh, you think
fat.
He would be smaller now?
I think he'd probably look like Josh Naylor.
I'm going to have to pull up a few photos here.
Lima Lights.
We'll do that in a little bit. All right, Steven Kwan, 11 hits in that series. I mean, the last three games, 3-for-4, 3-for-5, 3-for-5. Ho-hum, 524. Kenny, he was one of the guys that I was focused in most going into the postseason. Because I said, hey, if his back is having issues, remember, he missed that time. We didn't even know if he was going to be back and fully healthy. I'm like, if they don't have him at the top of the order, this is going to be a really hard postseason to try to navigate. And he bats 524. Yep. He goes 11 of 21. Just insanity that every time he was up there, you knew you'd get traffic on the bases. Yep. It was awesome to see. Plus, just everything about Steven Kwan and the way that he carries himself. You know, we talked about the defensive play that he made earlier in the series.
Yeah.
There's just a confidence about him that is totally back, which is awesome considering the type of year he had a season ago, then the second half of the year. this was great to see. And hey, if he's a streaky guy at this stage, I think we've got him streaking in the right direction.
I'm still just blown away by Rocchio. I've come to expect it out of Stephen Kwan. I agree with you overall. I just want to make a bigger deal about Brian Rocchio. What an obscene postseason for him. Offensively, defensively, just an outstanding series against Detroit. So happy with Brian Rocchio.
I'm alive.
Did you have a favorite video, a favorite go-to video? Because when I got home from the football game, I just sat there on Twitter and I was like, I'm pulling up every Guardians video.
So I only saw, I don't know if anybody else did, and I apologize to anybody, the originator. That account, Men in Blazers, that show that shows European football. You know that viral video of the people in the bar after the goal on the big screen and people put in different things of it now? Like, it was like that moment at Progressive Field on the home run. And then I had a video that a friend of ours took from the stands. And it was from, it was a guy, Patrick Harper, and he had the video. I hope I don't mean to dox him, but I have to. He had a video from the stands, and the quiet before they know it's like gone, like the hope that it's gone, and then the elation, the jumping, the boos in the air. What a remarkable moment. I just thought it was, and again, to hear it, I heard it in the truck. Poor Jim Rosenhaus gets drowned out by the crowd. I've never heard a crowd so loud in my life. I've never heard it so loud. The Rajay Davis home run, I've never heard it that loud in my life.
I think one of my favorite had to be
Lima Lights.
The Donovan Mitchell. The Donovan Mitchell experience was awesome. It was awesome that he was able to chronicle that. And it was just so good because so many fans afterwards were just uploading their videos from around the stadium.
Mets Gardo's World Series. Who does Donovan Mitchell root for?
I can't wait to see him throw out the first pitch.
I know, for which team?
Oh, yeah. No, he's throwing out the first pitch in Cleveland. I'm making him wear a Guardians jersey and throw out the first pitch.
He can't have a half-see. He can't go halves. This cannot be one of those situations.
He can't be Mitch. He's either all
he's
in or
pick
all
one.
Out.
He's got to go with
it. They both have Mitchell in their name.
His own father works for the Mets, so I guess I couldn't really hold it against him. Mitch has no good reason.
I was going to say, I'm just amazed that there's somebody else in the city who can root for Cleveland and New York at the same time. It doesn't seem like such a foreign concept
now, does it? Have you put up 71 in a basketball game for us before?
On the playground
then
in fourth grade.
Then shut your mouth. There is not enough time in recess for you to put up 71 points.
No. We had another recess that day.
That doesn't count Lima likes.
And how about Paul Dolan in his champagne shower? Did you see Paul Dolan? He was having a blast. He looked like the fans, just a normal fan. A little awkward because, he's a rich old white guy. But he was having a blast
there. People who probably do well in the stands.
And I wondered about this. Like, even if you are the biggest, most miserable Dolan hater, there's not even just a little bit of you when you saw him celebrate, kind of happy?
Not really, because I saw I don't even hate the guy. I immediately thought of the one episode of The Simpsons where then they're pin pals, and the guy goes, those beers are $5 a piece, and they start wringing out their shirts and putting the beer back in the bottles. That's what I thought of when they did that. I guess you guys didn't see that episode. Okay.
I just don't understand how he can't be. He's the owner of the team that always seems to do pretty well. And yet all we hear is anything negative to him compared to, other owners in town that when things are going bad, I just don't think he gets.
I can give him credit for being a person that doesn't freak out and fire people willy-nilly.
Which there is value in that. There's a lot of value.
Yes, there is. There is a ton of value. I understand that. But, he's an owner. And owners are arm's length, man. Arm's length. They do good things. They make mistakes. He's done his very best, and I respect him as a person and as a man and as an owner. Just
Lima no lights.
And we get to this later in the show, or maybe tomorrow, maybe the podcast. The Ohio State loss to Oregon. I didn't react. I think the way that people thought I would react to that game. I thought Will Howard actually played really well until the boneheaded decision at the very end. And we're going to have discussions about Denzel Burke. What in the world? He was targeted 8 times, 8 catches. He couldn't tackle. He was getting dragged for 20 yards. It was really bad. One more, Kenny, because I know we got to go. Kenny would like to make a formal apology. I thought he's being the bigger man.
This is a Ken no like. There was a guy on the chain gang at Manchester on Saturday who's like, you guys should run a reverse. And I go, sir, I appreciate it. I don't need it right now. I feel bad. So whoever the guy is with glasses, It was an emotionally charged moment. I apologize.
And Kent took the time on the show to go out of his way to make sure to make amends. I think you're being a really big man right
Thank you.
That's it for Lima Like.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.